98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
¿Cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás? I think that's how's it going. So how's it going in Spanish? Probably not. Good morning. Happy Monday to you. It's Luke from The Big Breakfast alone this week as Stephen Cooper has hurt his back. He hurt his back on the, I don't know if you were listening a couple of days ago, but he sat down on a sofa. So, I mean, that was it for him. Those extreme sports are really getting to him. He's going to have to calm down. Speaking of extreme sports, holy Jesus, have you ever climbed the Sugarloaf? So I see it all the time. You know, you're driving by, you're going to Greystones or whatever, and it's there. It looks very ominous, but it's actually quite easy. So it looks a lot harder than it actually is. Like if you've ever been down, what's the name of that place? Near Greystones, I suppose. Have you ever seen the Sugarloaf itself? It looks really intimidating. And then you start walking up to it and it's just kind of a walk. The last, let's say, 5 minutes are quite difficult because you have to climb up these rocks that are slipping. And there's kids crying because the dust is in their eyes. And there's a lot of people with a lot of dogs. And the dogs don't really know about getting in the way of people and they trip over them a lot. But apart from that, it's not that bad. It's grand. It's nice. I'm kind of looking for more. We did the Hellfire Club because I hadn't done that as well. So now I need more. Need recommendations for other things to climb. Maybe a bit harder as well. Is there like really silly ones? Because I wouldn't mind pushing myself just a little bit more than a brisk walk. There's a place in Waterford. Yeah, Waterford. It's got the hill that you fall up. They call it the Fairy Hill. There's a little tree, and on the tree, on this little road, is a load of decorations. And so you park your car there, and you're on a hill, and you roll up the hill. It's mad. It's really weird, but it's cool. You should Google it, you'll find it. And there's another one of those in England or something. And people think it's the magnetic force of the fairies or whatever, but it's pretty cool to feel it. And then what else happened? Jesus, I can't even remember. That's it really. That was it for the weekend. Try to chill as much as possible. I'm going to a karting event now this weekend, a kids karting event. They're so cool. Have you ever gone where, like, just pop down to your local track if they're doing like a kids event, because they're tiny, they're miniature little people. Kids in general, have you ever see them snowboard or ski when you're on holidays? They're tiny little chings. Their helmets are way too big for them. It's the same with the karting. They're so small and they go so slow, but they're so competitive. And there's one guy, Ethan is his name, and he is really, really good. He's a little bit autistic, so it's something that helps him calm himself. So I'm going to go down and have a chat with him for 98FM motoring and stuff, so that's going to be fun. I can't wait to chat to that kid again. But that's it. That's really all the plans for the week. Tomorrow we've got Colin Farrell on the show, which is good. He's a really nice guy. My first time interviewing him. A lot of people that were there had already interviewed him a few times, so it was nice to finally meet the dude. Lovely. Nice suit. Nice demeanour. Good crack. He was laughing. His eyes closed a lot in this really weird 90 degree angle with the eyebrows. But sure, that's Colin Farrell, isn't it? Enjoy the best bits of The Big Breakfast. I'll talk to you tomorrow. We have Alison Spittle tickets to give away in the Secret Sound. It's worth like €9,050. And Colin Farrell. Talk to you tomorrow. See you. Bye. 98 FM's
It's 6:22, and how many minutes ago? About 20 minutes ago. So literally just as the show was starting, a guy called Paddy, that's his name, isn't it? No, Johnny, sorry. Johnny sent us in a video, and he does this every... God, it's nearly every week now, is it, Johnny? Where he, you know, something... Oh, it was his last one. Okay, so he sends us in a video from stuff he did last week, right? So the thing happened, and he spent just all week editing a little video together. And he sends us in the video. It's up on YouTube. And I have to say, it's one of the most disturbing videos I ever get to see at this hour of the morning, because it offends me so much, because I love cars. And the videos he sends me are of this destruction derby style race. It's not very clear audio, but have a listen. Look, this is the kind of, it's the sound of death. Stop. Oh, he's gonna crash here now. Watch, look. He's gonna crash into the wall. Look, bang. There he goes. I can't. Stop. I can't. Johnny, if you're listening, it looks like you have so much fun and there's lots of people getting involved and y'all have kitted out your cars by, you know, taking out the internals of the car and making it all safe with roll cages and everything. But you're destroying cars in a destruction derby style race. And it actually physically hurts me to watch the poor cars being driven around and mangled into each other. And I can tell that you love what you do and it's great and, you know, everybody needs a hobby. But please stop. Or at least don't send it to us anymore. Because this is terrible. There's some really nice cars there. Some old school cars. There was a Jaguar there and everything I just saw. Oh, hang on. Turn it off. Right. So, honestly, I love that you have the passion for it. But no. What's the name of the channel? Maybe if I last writes Paddy Whack clip. Jeez, that could be anything. Johnny Bohan, that's the name of your YouTube channel. If you want to go over and look at Destruction Derby, you can. But don't. It's Mary J. Blige now. 6:25 on The Big Breakfast. Let's get it. Luxury Body on 98FM's Big Breakfast. The time is currently 8 minutes after 7. Now, kids, if you're in the car already, good morning. Some good news for you. Although, I don't know, maybe was she not as big as the thing as she used to be, but Dora the Explorer, you know, Dora, she's getting her own movie. She's getting her own film. Do you want to have a listen to the trailer? It's a bit of a little bit different from the TV show in that she's no longer a kid. She's like in college. So it's sort of like Mean Girls. Have a listen.
Dora, this isn't the jungle. It's high school. It's life or death.
Keep a low profile.
Just be yourself. Excuse me? I'm kind of stuck.
And just be cool, Dora.
Where did you transfer from?
The jungle.
Hola, Dora.
Let me go, Clyde.
You'll help us find your parents and the lost city of gold.
They kind of threw that in there. And the Lost City of Gold. We also want that. It's got some big names in it, though. Benicio del Toro's in there. Michael Peña is in there from Ant-Man and that. Ava Longoria is there. She's the mom. So there's a good old cast. I think it's going to be fun. I'm watching the trailer. It just looks like it's a bit of crack. As opposed to what the other movies that previously... You know, a movie comes out and it's just using the name of the one that went before it. So Point Break, for example. It's just absolutely nothing like the original, but they still use the name. Jumanji, I thought, was going to be that, but it actually was pretty good, wasn't it? So, look out for that. Coming later on, this year. Nice. Sometimes they release a trailer and it comes out bloody 5 years later.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Comedy gigs. They're cheap and they're good. It's a better thing to do. You're running out of things to do with your other half. You know, you've seen every movie. She's bored of the Marvel movies. You don't want to go to the theatre. I guarantee both of you will love comedy gigs because no matter if it's good or bad, you're still going to talk about it. You're still going to laugh. So Alison Spittle, she makes a show of herself, is the name of her show. Very clever. And it's at Vicar Street. So if you want to go see it, she's gas. She's weird, but she's gas. And I really like that about her. Then here's what you have to do. Because her show is called Makes a Show of Herself, you just have to WhatsApp in an audio note of that time that you made a holy show of yourself. The more awkward, the better. The more inappropriate, the better. Don't worry, we can censor things. Don't have to call out your name. I just want to hear that one time that you made a holy show of yourself. For instance, this didn't necessarily happen to me, but I was right in front of it. Last week at the gym, a dude answered his phone when he was on the treadmill in front of me, and he fell off the treadmill. 100% true. It's in Flyfit, Liffey Valley. You know who you are. He answered the phone and he stopped running. He just went, whoop. Now, to be fair to him, he just about caught himself and went, hello, yeah, hello, no, I'm in the gym. But he made a show of himself. 0877-98-98-98. Do that, and the best one every day wins a pair of tickets to go see Alison Spittle.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Jax Jones play on 98FM's Big Breakfast. So all our phone lines are being repaired because I don't know what happened over the weekend. So the gremlins got in. Let's do this competition, right? Because we have Alison Spittle. She makes a show of herself as the name of her show. She's playing at Vicar Street. Funny girl. Weird, yeah? But I kind of like that. I like weird things. So, I'd go there. So the show was called Making a Show of Herself. So we thought, what if we asked you to tell us about those times that you just made a real show of yourself? It's just an excuse to play out really embarrassing stories on the radio, isn't it? Let's take this one first. This is from Gemma.
Hi, 98FM.
Hiya.
My most embarrassing was when I was about 15, 16, at that really awkward age.
Yeah.
Where my mom let myself and my friends go to the aquatic centre. And I was on that wave machine surfboard thing.
Yeah.
But and I went to a group of friends, boys and girls, and I was on it and I fell and my whole swimsuit came off.
Oh no.
And I don't think I've ever gotten over it or got back in the pool since.
Thanks so much for that. This is so embarrassing. Ray says, when the Burger King, I went to Burger King and I asked for a Big Mac. That's not that embarrassing. He said, if the ground could have opened me up, I'd have been happy. Ray, that's not a big deal. That's still fine, I think. Where was the other one? Oh, yeah, this, I think this has to take the winner. This is today's winner.
Morning, 98.
Oh, yeah.
My incident about myself is that I was standing outside a pub waiting for my friends to come before we went out for a night. They called my name, I turned around and I smacked my forehead off a lamppost. So instead of going to the pub with my friends, I ended up going to hospital and getting stitches.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM.
Five questions. €500. It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Guts.
Indeed it is. We had Kids Greedy Guts on last week on Friday. So now it's back to the adults. They want all the money. Martin is mad for a bit of cash, aren't you, Martin?
I absolutely am.
Are you broke?
Well, after the weekend, certainly am.
Oh, I got paid on Sunday and I'm already broke today. It doesn't make any sense. I don't understand how that works.
Well, it's only the start of the month, so another 4 weeks for me.
Oh, God. Was there ever a time in your life when you got paid a week?
Yes, when I was younger, a lot younger.
And wasn't it fantastic?
Well, if only I could go back to those days.
Yeah, you got paid a very small amount every 7 days, and that seemed to be fine. All right, Martin, where are you calling from?
We're calling from Rohini.
Rohini, who's we? Have you got other people with you?
My son, Nathan, he's 10.
Brilliant.
Hi.
That's it? Just you and Nathan?
That's it. The two of us just on the way to school.
This is great. Well, I'm delighted to be part of your bonding experience when your dad was on the radio. Nathan, he's going to do brilliant. Martin, are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. See if you can both do it at the same time. Five questions, €500. Get one wrong.
And you're gone.
€25.
As a dad, I'm already trying to give you the cash. I don't even want to ask you the questions.
Excellent. That'll do.
Yeah, talk to you later. All right, here we go. How many months in each season?
Three.
A sigh of relief over me and producer Suze, because we didn't want you to go. You got it right. You won €25, Martin.
Yeah.
What would you like to do?
Oh, we'll keep going.
All right.
€50.
Do you watch TV or are you like a Netflix guy or are you a channels guy?
A little bit of each.
Okay, good. Because the question is about Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
I know.
Should have stopped.
Oh, dear. The only question I have for you here, €50, who won last night's Dancing with the Stars?
I think we're definitely going to need a clue.
She was on radio. Her radio husband was Ray Darcy.
Quickly, please. No, don't.
I can't give you the answer. Mairead Ronan.
Let down by Ray Darcy again.
Yeah, I can tell you. Any text, Mairead? No. Oh. Mairead Farrell is what she went by back in the day. But Mairead Ronan won it last night, yeah.
Well, at least it wasn't something important we didn't know.
Martin! What a dig, I love it. We won't let you go empty-handed. We will send you IMC movie passes. You can bring your son to the cinema and, you know, you can spend all the money on sweets and chocolate and popcorn.
That is superb. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you so much. And shout out to Nathan. I want to hear your kids' news in a couple of minutes, Nathan.
Yeah.
Cool, cool. Okay, see you, Martin.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Ooh. He's right, though. At least it's not an important bit of information. That was a great dig. Okay, kids' news, right? So Nathan's probably going to record something in the car now after his dad stops cursing out the window. I'm joking. He sounded like a really nice guy. I want to hear your kids' news. So 0877 98 98 98. Let us know what you got up to over the weekend. First day back at school. Is traffic ridiculous? I want to know. 0877 98 98 98. Ask your parents or guardian to record a little WhatsApp audio note. Told you I'd throw it back. Grace, not over yet on The Big Breakfast. It's 12 minutes after 8.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast
Kids
Bite
News.
Size.
Massive, massive fan of this part of the show because it wasn't until I had a kid that I realised how funny yous all are. Kids are flipping gas. So we invented this segment to give you a sort of a shot at being on the radio, let you know... Well, let other kids know really what you got up for over the weekend. So let's start it, shall we? This is awfully cute. Some of them are awfully cute.
Cooper, Luke, I'm Kendall, and my weekend was pretty boring.
Oh.
Because my brother got grounded on Saturday.
Oh no.
But on Sunday we went to the pavilions and we got new shoes and clothes because in April we're going on a cruise. So that was kind of fun.
That seems like a lot of fun. That's cool. Going on a cruise. Oh, there's like swimming pools and everything. Oh, I love that. Watch out for the food, though. Make sure the food is cooked.
Super Luke, it's Isabel here.
Hiya.
I'm letting my mommy go on holidays for 4 days, and she's going to get me 4 presents, and because she's working super hard, I'm letting her do that. Bye.
You're so nice to let your mammy go on a 4-day holiday as long as she brings you back 4 presents. She does work super hard though. She's amazing. Fair play to her.
Hi, I'm Liliana McSweeney and my news is I climbed a mountain.
Ooh.
And I went to the cinema to watch Captain Marvel. Bye.
You climbed a mountain and then went to the cinema. That's incredible. What mountain did you climb? Because I climbed the Sugarloaf for the first time ever. It was very windy, very rainy, but good fun.
Hi, my name's Evie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 11 years old, and on this weekend, I went to Newbridge Farm.
Nice.
And there was a little baby goat, and he was so cute. So me, my mom, and my sister decided, let's nick him.
You decided what?
And my sister decided, let's nick him.
You can't nick a goat. That's stealing.
But our bags weren't big enough.
Oh, that's bad. I feel better.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
But we're going to go to a goat farm and steal one.
What?
All right. Bye, Cooper and Luke.
No, don't steal the goat.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Do not go back. Don't go back and steal the goat. You'll get arrested.
98FM's Big Breakfast. 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Good morning and happy Monday. Look at that, sun is out, it's kind of bluish skies, and it's The Big Breakfast with you till 10 o'clock. It's going to be a bit of a weird one because this whole week is going to be kind of tainted, so to speak. I was trying to think of how I would do this, but I think I should just pass the book on to the person that it's going to be focusing on for the entire week. So Darren, if you could maybe make your announcement.
Oh my god, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah,
well, I was not expecting this.
Well, you got it. It's on you now. You made your decision.
I am sad and sorry to say this will be my last Monday at the Big Breakfast.
Ah, lads! Come on!
My last week!
Time. I can't cope.
Come on, I've got 4 days left, lads. And all of today.
Were we that bad? Is that what it was?
You were fun. I liked you.
Was it me?
It wasn't you, Georgie. It definitely wasn't you. For a multitude of reasons, and none of them were Georgie.
We got rid of Aideen. Is that it? Is that why? And this is a protest?
Yeah, but she wouldn't take me with her. I begged her. Please, can I come with you? No.
Well, normally what we do is we would make a big deal of this on, let's say, the Friday. But I think we should just stretch this out for the whole week. Every hour when you come in, I think we should talk about how you're leaving us.
That would go really boring really quickly.
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. It's The Big Breakfast with Now TV, blockbusters and shows streaming now. So this is the problem that we've found ourselves in, right? We grow too attached. Do you remember Aideen Finnegan? She was just amazing. And she went on to bigger and better things, and it took a chunk out of us. And we said, never again would we get too attached to a member of a bloody radio show. And then Darren Cleary came along. And he's brilliant. He's fantastic. I'm not mad into sports, but every time he's talking about sports, I'm listening. I'm paying attention. He plays me funny clips. I like the guy. He's as blunt as you like. He calls Cooper old all the time. Who else does that? You know? He's leaving now. So he's leaving at the end of the week. Don't worry, we're going to make a hell of a more, you know, way bigger deal of it when he is actually leaving. But for now, I'm just kind of dipping my toe in and out of what's happening. So we've decided, as a sort of a nod to Darren, to do something special. And we're going to give him his own Angelus, so to speak. So you know when the Angelus plays, I haven't heard it in ages, but I presume it's still doing the same thing. And everybody kind of stops for a second. And, you know, I don't know, they're cleaning their car. Or they're on the phone. And they say, hang on a second. And they look up to the left. And it's supposed to be like a mark of respect. You know, you're giving out to your... Don't ever! You can't do that! Oh, hang on. Up to the left. There's God there now. So we kind of want to do the same thing. Because Darren Cleary thinks himself is a bit of a God. So, on Friday, at a particular time, I haven't decided what time yet. Maybe 8 o'clock, all right? Yeah, 8 o'clock, screw it. I kind of want everybody to set a world record for Darren Cleary, okay? So when he does his sports, he always says the same thing. I'm Darren Cleary. And I want all of us at the same time, no matter where you are, if you're on the Lewis, you're on Harcourt Street, you're on a bus, if you're, I don't know, you're underground, you're in an elevator, you're listening to the show, you have it on your app, it's in the car, it's in your work. I want you all at the same time to say, I'm Darren Cleary. And then it doesn't, you know, then we set the record, first of all, massive record to set. I don't think it's ever been done before. And two, it's like a nod of respect because Darren is fantastic and we love him here and we're sorry to lose him. So I'll remind you again closer to the time, but that's the plan for now.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Oh, so annoyed that he's leaving. Who else is going to talk about sports and call Cooper old? Ariana Grande on the way. I'll let you know if your guesses were right for the secret sound. Thank you for sending them in. And Flo Rida is next on 98FM.
98FM's Big Breakfast. Secret sound.
Weird, right? If you listen to the breakfast show at certain times, you probably won't know what the hell this is. It's a secret sound, and we do it at 7:30. But because it's €9,000 today, which is just a massive amount of money for something to be worth, like it's pretty easily won. Actually, you know what? I'm not doing it justice. Cooper, the ghost of Cooper, can you do the $9,000 thing, please?
€9,000!
That's how much it's worth. It's a massive amount of money. So, it is up to you to try and guess what this sound is. Oh my God, the Mystery Machine! Ah, oh, Jesus! Hit it! Oh. Sorry, that happens at 9:15. God damn that machine. There you go. That's the secret sound, right? It's a secret sound. Let's go through them, see if anybody's got it right.
Is it putting the cordless Hoover back on the charger?
Good guess. Not correct, though.
Terrible. Hang on, let's go through them all.
Hey, Luke.
Hiya.
Jason here.
Hello.
My guess for the secret sound is, are you opening the locks and closing the locks on a briefcase? Thanks.
Seems simple enough.
Not right.
Hey, Luke, how are you?
Good.
I think the secret sound is the coin slot on a Dublin bus, just when the driver issues your ticket.
€2.50, please.
I've only €2.40.
It's €2.50.
It's also wrong, sorry.
Hey, Luke, it's Roisin here. Secret sound of the city. Is it locking a door to put the key in afterwards to lock?
To lock it? What do you mean?
When you're pulling the lock up to bolt all the other locks in the door, if that makes sense.
I get you. You nailed it. You didn't get it right.
Morning, guys. Hi. I think the secret sound is closing down the handle on an espresso machine after you put the coffee pod into it.
What? A little bit more?
Like when you close it down first, it kind of stops, and then you have to click it right down for it to connect.
Ah.
Thank you.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It ain't right, though.
More 98FM, I think it's closing your kitchen cupboard.
Very simple. Also, incorrect.
Luke, yeah. I think it's the egg tray in the fridge closing.
The little, not a little compartment, the egg tray.
Yeah.
I think it's that closing inside the fridge door.
I know what you're talking about, yeah. I don't have one, but I know it.
All right.
Hey, Luke. I think it's filling a printer with paper and closing the drawer.
Guess what? No.
My secret sound guess is I think it's when you put your bank card into an ATM machine or a bank machine and it makes a clicking sound as it takes your card in.
No. 98 FM's
Big Breakfast. 9:15 Mystery Machine.
98 FM. It's always funny because we don't necessarily know what's going to happen. I just know Suze is in here now.
Hello.
Hiya. And so is Georgie.
Hiya.
Hiya, which is good. I like being outnumbered, so it's fun. What do you want to do? Which one of you wants to do the thing?
Well, Georgie's the guest, so she can press the button, I guess.
Just on your left there, Georgie.
Okay. There you go.
Oh.
Oh, Georgie. What did you do?
Oh no.
What's it coming out? It's coming out sideways.
This is called Accents Anonymous.
Oh, cool. Okay. I like the sound of that. I don't know what it means, but I still like the sound of it.
Okay, do you think you'd be able to
Irish music came out of nowhere. I like that. Turn it up there on the volumes on your speaker. There we go. Hop. Hey, hey. Now,
okay, so you meet someone from Ireland, but can you pinpoint where exactly in Ireland they are from? Just from their accent. I am really bad at it. I can't
tell.
Same,
I'm bad at this.
I can't tell if you're from Galway, if you're from Mayo, if you're from Limerick. I don't know. But if you're from Dublin, I'll have a good idea.
It says example here on the screen.
Yeah, okay. So where is this person from?
Elongate those vowels like, like totally the opposite of the narrow sounds of the North Sider.
I'm going to say the South Side of Dublin.
But there's a sound sign.
That is how it's done. Now, the next few people you're going to hear, they're all going to say the same thing just to make it a bit easier for you. They're going to say, she bought the dress. There's a lot of people outside.
Southside.
Ding, 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 ding. Yes.
Okay, George, you can go first. All right, okay. Ready? Here we go.
She bought herself a new dress. There are a lot of people outside.
Oh.
All right,
this is like an exam.
You meet him in the pub. Where's he from?
Kerry.
No.
A country.
No. Where's he from? The country. Kildare.
That is a Mayo man there. Okay, Luke, you're up next.
Okay, so the same sentence, just in a different accent.
Absolutely.
She bought herself a new dress. They walked into the trap. There's a lot of people outside.
There's a lot of this going on. It's John B. Keane coming out with the is it Kerry?
It's Cork.
Oh, God, so close.
They're so Dublin. It's ridiculous.
It all sounds the same to me.
All right, Georgie, you're next.
Mumbo jumbo. Okay.
She bought herself a new dress. There's a lot of people outside.
Oh, outside. A lot of people outside. Can I hear that again? How's that sound?
She bought herself a new dress. There's a lot of people outside.
Outside. A lot of people outside.
Dublin.
Yeah.
Tried to trick you, mate.
Yeah, George is in the lead with 1 point. Luke.
I love this game, by the way. Look, okay.
She bought herself a new dress. There are a lot of people outside.
Rolling the L's. Is it loud?
It's loud. It's Drogheda, specifically.
Hell you going there, baby?
Right. You both have a point each. George, you're next.
How many people can we offend? That's what the game should be called. Okay.
She bought herself a new dress. There's a lot of people outside.
Oh, getting warm in here, isn't it? Getting warm.
Oh God,
that's a good.
You know the area, don't you?
Mm-hmm. So it's a like specific county.
Yeah.
Oh, jeepers.
I know. Okay, again.
She bought herself a new dress. There's a lot of people outside.
Donegal.
Oh,
it's Donegal.
Yes. Honda, Georgie.
Hey, okay, right. Georgie has 2 points. Luke, you've got one.
In any other country, we'd be running out of accents. No. Got so much more.
Just keep going.
She bought herself a new dress. There's a lot of people outside.
There's lots of people in the streets.
Could I be right then in thinking that that's Kerry?
That's Kerry.
Yes! Trying to trick me.
Wow! Okay.
Brilliant. Okay.
You both have 2 points each. There is a decider. So you're going to hear this. She bought herself a new dress. There's a lot of people outside, but where is this person from?
She bought herself a new dress. There's a lot of people outside.
Oh, I need, that sounds really in the ears. Give me one more time.
She bought herself a new dress. There's a lot of people outside.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Crah. Let people do it. One more time.
She bought herself a new dress. There's a lot of people outside.
Let people outside. Let people outside.
I think it's pretty easy.
Do you?
I can actually it picture the person in my head as well. Okay, take a guess.
Carlo.
Georgie, what do you say?
Go away.
Carlo is not the right answer.
Flip.
Galway. Is it Galway? It's Galway!
Oh my God! Yes. What the hell?
Yes, it is. Georgie, you got 3 points. You are today's winner. Well done.
I just completely guessed.
Okay.
98 FM's. 98FM's Gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
All right. Da, 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 dancing on the ceiling. Da, 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 da. It's been a mad old couple of weeks with the Dancing on the Stars thing. I think it's actually getting better each season, which is bizarre because, well, you know, Irish productions, sometimes they don't do very well. But spoiler alert, the person who won last night was Mairead Farrell. I keep calling him Mairead Farrell. I know that's not her name, but that's how I knew her. Remember when she was on Ray Darcy back in the day? But she won. She has won Dancing with the Stars. She said she didn't even expect to get past the sixth or seventh go. I was just like, that's a bit... Fair play for the confidence. Like, if I was being interviewed, I would have been like, oh, I didn't expect to get through like the second or third, but no, sixth or seventh. So fair play to her. Congratulations, Mairead. From that to Dora the Explorer. You know that girl who was on Nickelodeon and then they kind of made her into a slightly older girl on the TV show? Well, now they've turned her into a movie star. Yeah, so it's a live action movie. It kind of reminds me of Mean Girls because they took Lindsay Lohan's character out of the jungle, didn't they? And then they put her in the school full of mean girls. It's kind of the same here with Dora.
You know the jungle. It's a part of you. But exploring is not a game. And you don't look before you leap.
No! She's fine. But there's eight, man. There's some big people in there. Benicio del Toro's in there. Who else there? Michael Peña. Eva Longoria. That's cool. That's a good, like, ensemble, I think it's called. Isn't that the name of the word? And then finally, from that... to, well, I think this is brilliant. Right, hang on a minute. I gotta play the theme tune, don't I?
Ooh, space. Yeah, the final frontier.
It's the original.
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise.
Mad, isn't it? The Starship Enterprise, huh? Back in the day, that was like the show. And somebody on that was a guy called Chef O'Brien. Do you remember? The Irish guy played by Colm Meaney. And there's now a petition for a statue to be erected based on him. Sure, we have the two Luke Kelly statues now, don't we? There's one literally down across the road from us there, outside St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre, which is lovely. And now they want one of Colm Meaney. I think he should get one anyway. Like, he was in The Snapper, for God's sake. You know, he was in The Van. He's in loads of things. He's brilliant. In Trainspotting. So yeah, I definitely think he was in Deep Space Nine. Someone just texted in. And Star Wars. Was it? Was he in The Next Generation? Was he in Deep Space Nine? He's hardly in both, was he? I think it was definitely in The Next Generation. But I really like the petition. I'm going to give you the... we're going to give you the website address. So it's impetitions. It's close to another word. And then if you go to build a statue of Star Trek's Chief Miles O'Brien. There you go. You can vote for it. That's cool. That was Gossip Corner. Luke, you now go in peace.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
It's the Big Breakfast. It's coming up to 20 to 10, essentially. And that means we've got producer Suze here to tell us one more tune. And then based on that, we're going to get a song.
Oh, yes. And I've got a feel-good song for you this morning, actually. First off, what are your thoughts on animals on Instagram? Like a pet having its own Instagram account?
I think it's only acceptable for you to set up a pet Instagram.
Yeah.
If you have your own Instagram page and you're uploading pictures of whatever, and then you just start overloading it with pet pictures.
Okay, so you think it needs to be filtered, yeah, you know, appropriately.
Yeah.
You know, don't give too much. Yeah. So I'm going to make an exception for this, and I'm going to give you a little tip now to follow some animals on Instagram, which is so unlike me because I usually wouldn't.
Bizarre.
But these are a pair of golden retrievers called Charlie and Mav, right? So we know that people who are visually impaired or blind get dogs to help them see.
Seeing eye dogs.
Absolutely. So what happens when a dog has lost their vision? Who helps them?
Oh, stop. You get me awful emotional now if you start talking about this.
Charlie is 11 years old. He lives in North Carolina and he lost his vision due to glaucoma. So it can affect humans, it can affect animals. And his owners thought, what are we going to do? Charlie has been in our families. He's one of the most important members of our family and we want to do our best for Charlie. And they thought of a solution. They said, why is it only that when people are visually impaired that they get dogs? Like, surely a little golden retriever puppy would help Charlie.
Oh.
So Charlie and Mav. Mm. Mav is now Charlie's seeing eye dog. Mm. And it is the most adorable little twosome I've ever seen in my life. So that is my Instagram tip of the morning, is go follow Charlie and Mav, because
be careful, this is going to be a segment we're going to bring in, I'd say, be sponsored by Pedigree or something.
Yeah, it's the first and the last time I'm ever doing that.
Could happen.
Yeah. That's
so
cute. Cast, follow them.
That's
cute. Yeah, so it works, and Mav is bringing Charlie through life and they can see together. Oh. And it's amazing. So I want your song suggestions always at this time based on the story you've just told, and I'm going to go with a cheesy one this morning. Of course.
Oh, no.
Who let the dogs out?
Come on.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Oh, that's so very cute. I have to tell you the story of a guy I was talking to. He's a blind person, he had a seeing eye dog, and yeah, I was chatting to him about it. And I was like, you know, what's it like? And he goes, it's fine. To be honest, one of the main problems is he does what he wants. Like, I keep telling him, Dunn's, and he keeps bringing me to Aldi.
He knows bargain.
I swear to God, true story. Oh, all right, 0877 98 98 98. If you've got a song suggestion based on that very cute story, send it in. Happier Marshmallow Bastille is next on 98FM.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Train drive by 10 to 10 on 98FM, which of course, if you know, it's cowboy time. 10 to 10 to 10 to 10 to 10. Suzanne, if you could recap that very cute story.
Yeah, we just heard about Charlie, who's an 11-year-old golden retriever, lives in North Carolina with his family, and unfortunately Charlie lost his sight due to glaucoma, and the family, who are absolute legends, decided, you know, it's not just humans that need them, we're going to get Charlie a little seeing eye dog. So Charlie and Mav, you should follow them on Instagram because it is the cutest thing in the world. He leads him around with a lead in his mouth. He's a very small puppy and Charlie's beside him. And he brings him around and they have the best time.
It is awful cute. What was the name of it again?
Charlie and Mav.
There you go now. Okay, so load of song suggestions here. I'll play a few of them for you. John says, how about a bit of Aerosmith, Blind Man? I like that. Yeah, that's cool. There's a few different, this is funny, a few different people said, hey, what about Toy Story here?
You got a friend in me.
The dogs.
You got a friend in me.
Come on, let's wrangle up the cattle.
Stop. No, none of those, please. Where is this? Kleena. Where was Kleena? It doesn't say where you're from. Kleena, you said, what about Pretty Green Eyes by Ultrabeat? And I say to you, hell yes. Go on, girl. It's 98FM.
Pretty Green Eyes.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.